Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, time to jump in with our friend Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. Cheers and jeers. And I read your first cheers, and basically you want all of us walking around naked. That's what I'm seeing. Just walk around. Dave, take your clothes off. I'll take my clothes off.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, right now. No morality from Rochelle Olson. Free the boobs. You're in favor of this ruling.
Sure. I mean, if everyone is naked, no one's really naked.
Yeah,
right?
That's a fair point.
It'll be like Europe.
Yeah. I agree with the ruling, by the way. Go ahead. I've talked about it a couple times, but...
Well, I know you have a law degree. Oh, wait.
Wow. Wow. Go ahead. Tell people...
No, I thought it was a good ruling. I mean, it was a unanimous ruling that they said that this wasn't inherently lewd behavior just because she was... the woman's breasts were exposed.
Yep.
And two of the justices wanted to go further in defining that... that breasts themselves, that there had to be sexual activity, and that, or that it replied that,
yes,
that there had to be genitalia involved. Can I say that on CCO
well,
radio?
Did. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're all adults here, right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Okay, so now let's get to practically. Do you think in the next 6 months or so, throughout summer as an example, we will see a discernible difference?
No.
I don't either.
No. Absolutely not. It's still Minnesota.
Yeah. It's still Minnesota. Now, should we be more like European countries where this is just a part of everyday life and people can calm down and they move on quickly? Hell yes.
Well, I don't know, though. I mean, I think the weather is prohibitive. On the other hand, it's not exactly warm in parts of Europe either. And
no.
There's people of all ages.
Yes.
Topless at beaches, and they just, that's how it is. But I think it would take a few years for us to get to that point.
I do too. But I think they made the appropriate ruling myself. Okay. What is your view on St. Paul and their role with the X and how they went big, all the parties involved went big, and now they're pulling back? And even now, Rochelle, I keep hearing from people that they still might not be in the mix to get any money.
I mean, it's difficult to predict what happens at the legislature, but boy, I'd be shocked if they get a fraction of what they're asking for, which is now down to $50 million.
Yep.
There's just not the mood to give it out. But also, here's the problem. I mean, this is the St. Paul situation. I'm confounded. I've been talking to people about this for a couple weeks now, wondering why they waited so long to put in their proposal. I mean, I know the legislature got off to a late start, but you could have put your proposal in while they were
100%
preparing.
Correct.
So they drop their proposal in the middle of the session, and then they scale it back. And so it's like, well, what do you need here? What's the plan here? It certainly suggests a lack of cohesive planning. But additionally, what I didn't get into in Tears and Jeers is they don't have support from the St. Paul delegation.
I was just going to ask you that. I'm glad you brought that up. Expand on that. That's important.
And I don't know what's, I mean, I need to do more reporting on this. I will do more reporting on this. I'm a St. Paul resident, so self-interest driven here.
Yeah, sure.
But downtown St. Paul is hanging by a thread. And
barely.
As a St. Paul property taxpayer, I'm keenly aware of that situation and worried about it. And also, I mean, downtown St. Paul, I think, is great. It's got a riverfront. We've got the XL, but it's like it needs help right now. And somebody needs to bring something to the table here.
Listen, I get the fatigue that a lot of us have if we've been here the last 15, 20, 25, 30 years, where every team battled for a stadium and seemingly every team ended up with a stadium. But you've nailed it on St. Paul. And there's a lengthy story in the Wall Street Journal today about the number of cities, including the recent announcement in D.C., where they've said, we're going to embrace it in a large way, but also have housing a part of it and other businesses a part of it. And where you're so pressing on this is just St. Paul. And again, I love parts of downtown St. Paul, but let's just be honest. If you don't have an event at the X in downtown St. Paul, it's a borderline ghost town. It just is.
Oh, absolutely.
It just is. And so this is a situation where whatever it's going to be, it's no longer going to be the X, whatever it is the livelihood. When the Wild keep getting 16, 17, 18,000 on a regular basis, when their concerts, even dilapidated Roy Wilkins, when they can fit people in there,
can bring in Sturgill Simpson.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who I just loved at the Armory this week. Man, Sturgill was just phenomenal. It's the livelihood for those hotels, for those businesses, for those restaurants, and
the property tax base. And
absolutely.
The tax base.
Absolutely.
And just the joie de vivre. I mean, I'm sure when I say I love downtown St. Paul, I mean, I feel like it's walkable. Some days on a good day, you're walking around, it feels like a European city. You've got Rice Park. You look up, and there's
it's
the cathedral.
Cool. I agree. Yep.
And you've got the river right there. But they need to make some connections. And when Craig Leopold from The Wild came in and talked to the legislature a month or so ago, people were, I love what you did in Nashville. And that was a city where they went big, like you're talking about.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I mean, I'd love to see it. It's just confounding because if the X is dark, you get a problem.
Yeah.
Big problem.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Think about it. Whereas the contrast, because whenever Rodriguez and Lori get approved with the NBA and fully take over, they're going to announce the push for a stadium. And they're going to push and say they're going to pay for a lot of it. But are they going to want some county involvement, city involvement? Yes. Minneapolis certainly benefits greatly from Target Center. But are they going to shut down? Are they in the same dire position as St. Paul with the X? No. Rochelle Olson is here. Cheers and jeers. Absolutely worth reading. Comes out late Thursday. We talk about it every Friday here with Rochelle on CCO. So let's talk about what's happening with U.S. Bank, because you raised two interesting issues about U.S. Bank with the funding and then the birds. Okay, two issues that seemingly have been a part of this stadium forever. Explain to people what you're talking about.
Well, all of these, by the way, are very complicated because every deal is different.
Yeah, for sure.
Has a different funding mechanism. But the birds I'm talking about with U.S. Stadium, when U.S. Stadium was built, the building got grandfathered in and didn't have to do sort of the glass mitigation efforts that all new buildings that receive public funding now do have to do. And, I mean, the problem is that birds birds fly into glass and are seriously harmed or killed, either of which is bad. And there are things they could have done with the glass. They could have put fritting, these little etchings on the glass that steer the birds away. But U.S. Bank Stadium has some nice landscaping in parts, and the birds see the trees reflected in the glass. And as anybody who's been there knows, there's a lot of glass around U.S. Bank Stadium. And so birds are definitely dying there. Is it the biggest bird killer in downtown Minneapolis? No, it's not. That's not what an actual academic study showed. But, I mean, the concern from conservationists is any dead bird is a bird that, you know, should be alive. And it's also close to the Mississippi Flyway.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of bird traffic in there. So, I mean, it's just not good from an environmental standpoint. They don't have to spend $1 billion. There are smaller things they could do, but have sort of balked at doing. The other issue is U.S. Bank Stadium. They've made clear, U.S. Bank Stadium and the Vikings, they would like a dedicated funding source for ongoing maintenance for the building. And the building,
which seems realistic, right? It doesn't seem outrageous.
Well, it's not just realistic. It is arguably, and the Vikings, I think, if it came to this, nobody wants it to come to this, but the Vikings could sue because there is, under the stadium's use agreement, created after the enabling legislation, which is a great term for radio, right?
Yeah.
Enabling legislation. The stadium use agreement requires the state, which owns the building, to maintain it in a first-class condition. I think you can look across the river and see there's no such clause in the XL Energy Center. So now that building's sort of falling apart, and they're like, we need money. They don't want to get to that point with U.S. Bank Stadium. U.S. Bank Stadium's still in great condition. It's still relatively new, but as you look around the country, and now you're talking about people building new stadiums or arenas with housing and retail, I mean, just bigger Lollapalooza deals, you can see how it could become outdated pretty quickly. They want it to stay nice. They want a dedicated funding source. They've suggested electronic poll tabs, which were
massively successful.
Well, they were. They've kind of tailed off a little bit, but that is a whole other very complicated story. But they just want a sliver of that money to go into a fund for future repairs for U.S. Bank Stadium. Absent some sort of dedicated funding and pot of money, that the scenario would be the stadium operators and or the Vikings coming to the legislature and, you know, begging for money when something needs to be done in the building. And you can imagine how that would play out.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not good.
Not good.
No,
Excellent information. Very good. Enjoy your weekend. And I'll look forward to our visit next Friday.
All right. See you then.
Rochelle Olson. Cheers and jeers. Another column on a regular basis. StarTribune.com.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.